Staying Connected, Newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, Issue 80, Summer 2021. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our Summer 2021 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Joel Henderson. And now, on to the news. Utah State Library extends Braille e-reader pilot to Oregon users. Thanks to a generous partnership with the Utah State Library, Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library users are eligible to receive Braille e-readers as part of a National Library Service, or NLS, pilot program. Braille e-readers are portable, personal devices that allow users to read electronic Braille, books and other text-based materials translated into Braille and saved in a digital format. The e-reader has a refreshable row of Braille dots that update as a user reads through the text. There are also keys for taking notes that can be saved to the device and read back later. Electronic Braille books and magazines have long been available via download from BARD. In fact, that is what the B in BARD stands for. But users are currently required to provide their own Braille e-reader. This requirement can be prohibitive to many users, since Braille e-readers on average cost $3,000. This cost barrier is why NLS Director Karen Kenninger made it one of her goals to develop a low-cost Braille e-reader that would become part of the National Library Service's equipment offerings and loaned to users for free. After 2 years of development, the National Library Service is now ready to pilot 2 Braille e-readers, and Utah was selected as one of the states to participate in the pilot. Because the Utah State Library provides hard copy Braille books for our registered Braille readers here in Oregon, they offered to include our users in the pilot as well. The Utah State Library is going to handle the whole process, from initial contact to loaning equipment to providing support. Once the pilot ends, users will get to keep the e-reader and continue using it. E-readers should already be in the hands of users. Braille is the only path to literacy for many people who are blind, which makes this Braille e-reader pilot that much more important. It is a much-requested, much-needed step towards making Braille even more accessible, and shows how the National Library Service is making its support of modern Braille literacy a top priority. Surprise letter details history of state library land. Recently, a Talking Book and Braille Library user sent us a very interesting letter. The letter details how, when she was a little girl in the early 1930s, she would play at her good friend's house that was built on the land where the State Library building was eventually built. With the letter, she also included a photo of the house she played at and a hand-drawn map of the area. Her friend, a Huntington, lived next door to Mrs. K, her friend's grandmother, and the two girls would often play in the big house, stable, and barn on the map. The user also shared that Josephine Bumgartner, who we assume lived in the Bumgartner house on the map, was a librarian working for the State Library when it was still located in the Supreme Court building. Based on the information in her letter, we think the Thomas K. home in the photo she provided was located where our operations office is now, and the Bumgartner and Huntington homes on the map were where the Talking Book and Braille Library office and stacks are now. The Bumgartner and Huntington houses were moved a few blocks north in 1937 after being bought by the state of Oregon, and are still standing today. But the Thomas K. House and the remaining homes and structures on the map were torn down to make room for the State Library building. It was an awesome surprise to receive such a fun story from one of our users who has a long-standing connection to this area. Legacy volunteers hang up their hats. For the last 17 years, Marilyn Robinson has been a cornerstone of the State Library of Oregon's volunteer program. Through many staffing and service changes, she has been a steadfast source of help for our Talking Book and Braille Library program. Her dedication brought along her partner, Eldon, to follow in her footsteps and contribute to the State Library's cause as well. Between Marilyn and Eldon, a mountainous total of 23 years and nearly 4,500 hours of service has been amassed. The projects they have contributed to together are innumerable, but all have left a lasting impact on the Talking Book and Braille Library. In looking back, Andrea Clarkson, a Talking Book and Braille Library staff person who has worked with the Robinsons for many years, captured a list of their contributions, which include, but are certainly not limited to, repairing defective cassettes, cassette book duplication, inventory preparation, annual collection weeding projects, and a massive multi-year Braille relocation project where Marilyn helped prepare thousands of Braille volumes for shipment to Utah. With their help, we were able to improve the experience of users both in efficiency and quality. Following the pandemic and an extended hiatus on in-house volunteering at the library, Marilyn and Eldon have decided to retire from volunteering. While we are sad to lose such impactful members of our family, we are wholly supportive of them exploring their next chapter without us. Their legacy will remain in the work they contributed to and in the record bar that they set for other volunteers. In appreciation of the service they have donated to us, Eldon and Marilyn will both receive a gift from the State Library, as well as two different awards. We wish the Robinsons well and thank them for their service. 2020 Census leads to 6th congressional seat for Oregon. Last year in our spring newsletter, we talked about the importance of the 2020 U.S. Census and how a complete counting in Oregon could lead to a 6th congressional seat for our state. Well, now it's official. Oregon did indeed gain a 6th congressional seat. Over the past decade, Oregon has seen a 10.6% growth in population, from 3,831,074 residents to 4,237,256. We are one of 6 states that gained seats: Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Texas are the others. Several states, including our neighbor California, lost seats due to slower growth or even population decline. This new seat is the first one Oregon has gained since the 1980 census. State legislators are now in the process of figuring out how to redraw the congressional districts in Oregon to accommodate a 6th seat. Their goal is to have the new districts mapped by September. State Librarian Transition. We are sad to announce that State Librarian Jennifer Patterson's last day with the State Library was May 28th. Serving the state of Oregon as the State Librarian has been the highlight of my library career. Connecting with the Oregon Library community, state employees, legislators, and the governor's office, and observing the unwavering commitment to providing vital services to Oregonians has been inspiring, said Patterson. Patterson had been splitting her time between Salem and her home in Seattle, and the pandemic impacted her family's original plans to move to Oregon. The pandemic really stressed the importance of not taking for granted time with loved ones, said Patterson. She has rejoined her husband in Seattle and has taken a position with a nonprofit that serves youth experiencing homelessness. While a search is on for a permanent state librarian, Nancy Hoover is serving as our acting state librarian. Hoover was the university librarian at Merrillhurst University from 2003 to 2018, and the acting dean of libraries at Concordia University Portland from 2019 to 2020. In addition to academic libraries, Hoover has worked in several law libraries, including the U.S. Court of Appeals and Stoll Rives LLP, both of which are in Portland. Hoover has a BA from Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio, and an MLS from the School of Information at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, New York. She has taught library science courses for Emporia State University cohorts around the West, including Portland, and for the Portland State University School of Education, Library Media Specialization. In addition to her day jobs, Hoover also has had a variety of leadership experiences. In 2010, she represented Oregon as a delegate on the Horner Library Exchange with the Fujian Province, China, which is the sister province to the state of Oregon. In 2012, Hoover became a Fry Leadership Fellow, now known as the Leading Change Institute. And in 2019, she served as a Leadership Institute of Oregon Library Association mentor. Hoover's professional interests focus on strategic planning, assessment, leadership, and staff development and support. In her free time, Hoover plays a lot of tennis, enjoys her two granddaughters, and volunteers with organizations that encourage literacy in children and adults. Please join us in saying goodbye to Jennifer Patterson and welcoming Nancy Hoover to the State Library. Customer Satisfaction Survey Thank You. We here at the Talking Book and Braille Library would like to say thank you to everyone who provided feedback for our yearly customer satisfaction survey. In total, we received 499 responses, 41 from calls, 228 in print, and 230 online. Each year, we review your responses in order to determine what matters most to our users and how best to update our library. This year, a prevalent theme was confusion around how to search by author when using Bard. In years past, we have just seen the generic comment, "Improve Bard search." But this year, a fair number of comments were specific to frustrations trying to find books by a specific author using the Browse by Author's Last Name drop-down menu. Our recommendation is to avoid the Browse by drop-down menus altogether, and instead, always use the Search the Collection box above them. You can type anything you want into the box, including an author's name, then select the Go button, and Bard will pull up much narrower results that match your search term. This method is a much easier way of finding books than having to slog through page after page of names in alphabetical order. So, with another year behind us, what are our plans for the next year and on into the future? That's simple. Keep delivering a free, personalized connection to the world for the print impaired. That is what we've been about since 1932, and it's what we'll still be about for many more years to come. Talking Book and Braille Library Closures. The Talking Book and Braille Library will be closed on the following holidays: September 6th for Labor Day, November 11th for Veterans Day, November 25th and 26th for Thanksgiving, and December 24th for Christmas Observed. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing books. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. This ends our Summer 2021 newsletter. Thank you, and have a great day. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at talkingbooks.oregon.gov. Contact the Talking Book and Braille Library if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in Staying Connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.